from North State Public Radio. I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Thursday, November 20th. When Glenn Medical Center in Willows closed last month, the town was left without an emergency room. But NSPR's Eric Adams says the local fire department is stepping up to fill in some of the gaps.
Time is critical when someone is experiencing an urgent medical event like a heart attack or a stroke. Providing immediate advanced life support is essential. But Willows residents lost that support when the hospital closed. Now the city's fire department is offering that critical first care. Department EMTs and paramedics will administer immediate medical aid before ambulances arrive at the scene. Ambulance wait times have increased because of greater call volume and travel distances, but the fire department says its new services are a major advancement for the region. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, a new fire station is coming to North Butte County. The Board of Supervisors approved a budget amendment to fund the $12 million project located at Kiefer Road and Garner Lane. Officials say the existing fire station in Chico is old and no longer meets operational needs, which led to the county's fire department to propose the new building. It'll be funded through the Measure H sales tax passed in 2024, which supports public safety services. Additionally, city officials in Reading have recommended the council adopt a regulation to restrict the sale of nitrous oxide or laughing gas. That's after a Reading neurologist sounded the alarm about it being used as a recreational drug. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, Dr. Karen Garness alerted city officials about its adverse health effects, including neurological damage and possibly death. Recreational use of nitrous oxide is illegal in California, but it's still sold in smoke shops and some convenience stores. Also, a federal court blocked Texas's Republican-led redistricting plan, ruling the new congressional map is a result of unconstitutional racial gerrymandering. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more on what this means for California.
In short, this ruling in Texas doesn't mean anything for California's Proposition 50. That's because a clause that would have made it so California's plan was contingent on Texas or another red state redistricting was stripped out before it went to voters. Chris McKaylee, who teaches California politics and law at McGeorge Law School, explains.
The ballot language was a focus on Texas. But the actual tie, the contingency language, the tie between Prop 50 and what happens or doesn't happen in Texas was removed.
Texas was directly mentioned in the Prop 50 ballot title during California's special election, but absent the trigger language, the new map will still take effect for next year's midterms.
So no matter what happens in Texas, Prop 50, absent the federal courts intervening, is the law of the land now, temporarily.
Temporarily, because the state's Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission will take back the redistricting reins after the 2030 census. California's Republican Party and the federal DOJ are challenging Prop 50 in court. They argue California's new map violates the Voting Rights Act because it disproportionately benefits Latinos. Independent analysis of the measure found that wasn't the case. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, artificial intelligence could soon help inform decisions in Oroville police investigations. The city council this week approved use of new AI software. It's meant to help the police department look up case law, penal code, vehicle codes, and other information for investigative purposes. The Chico Enterprise Record reports that councilors expressed some skepticism about the software. Police officials say it won't be a one-stop shop, and they don't believe it will lead them, quote, down a bad path. In other news, the city of Chico hopes to entice people to shop downtown this holiday season by making parking on Fridays free. The council voted this week to permanently allow free Friday parking. Anika Rodriguez is the owner of Anika Burke on Main Street. She told city councilors that Free Friday parking is important to small business owners like her.
During the holiday season, our most critical time of year, removing the perceived barrier of parking helps drive much needed foot traffic and keeps people shopping local.
The free parking will start the Friday before Thanksgiving and go through the end of the year. The Chico City Council also adopted an ordinance restricting loitering on medians along roads. The police chief recommended the ordinance for safety reasons. He cited accidents involving pedestrians. But some council members felt the ordinance was targeted toward unhoused people and suggested adjustments, though the vote failed. As it stands, the ordinance will change the municipal code and apply to medians, roundabouts, and areas near retail driveways. Additionally, collisions between wildlife and vehicles are on the rise in the North State, NSPR's Ken Duvall reports.
These types of collisions are becoming more frequent along highways in the Sierra, Coast Range, and Siskiyou and Klamath Mountains. Large animals like bears and cougars are most often the victims. Drivers are at significant risk, too, because travel on narrow and curvy mountain roads leaves little time or space to react to something in the road. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, one recent study finds that bear collisions are increasing almost 10% per year. That's not necessarily because there are more bears. It's more likely because food resources are depleted and they need to travel more. California is taking measures to lessen the collisions. Fences are being built to direct animals to safer crossings, and in some locations, new wildlife passages are being constructed. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeBall.
And finally, Tehama County supervisors are looking for a new candidate to fill the current vacant District 3 spot. It comes after Patty Nolan resigned from the position late last month as part of a legal settlement. According to reporting by KRCR, eligible candidates must be a registered voter in District 3 for at least 30 days before applying. The position has been posted online, and applications will be accepted through December 9th. And those were your headlines for Thursday, November 20th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancart.